So you've been really digging deep into this whole thing with like what makes us humans different from AI, right? Which, let's be real, it's a question people have been asking forever, but it feels super relevant now with, well, everything going on. And you found this Venn diagram model, and I gotta say, it's pretty interesting. Where do we even start with this thing?
You know, the thing that jumps out right away is just how much is crammed into that uniquely human section of the diagram.
It's like way bigger than the AI side.
It really is. We're talking consciousness, emotions, like the whole spectrum of them, introspection, even our potential for like inner conflict. These are things AI just doesn't have.
It's like looking at a totally lopsided cake. We've got all this messy, intangible stuff on the human side, and then AI is over there with like algorithms and data points. It kind of makes you wonder, can AI ever really bridge that gap?
That is the million-dollar question, no doubt. Take something like self-awareness, right? An AI can use I in a sentence, sure.
Like it's a person.
Right, but it's not really self-reflection. It's not like it's sitting there thinking about its place in the universe. It's following rules, basically. It's not experiencing the world with even a fraction of the depth we do.
So no matter how convincingly an AI might talk about its feelings, it's still just a really good imitation. Like it doesn't actually feel anything.
Exactly. AI can process tons of information, even mimic human expressions really well. But it just doesn't have the capacity for genuine beliefs, desires, or that deep down understanding of what it means to be me.
Okay, that's both reassuring and kind of unsettling at the same time. But we can't forget about the middle part of that Venn diagram, right? What about the stuff humans and AI do share?
Now, this is where things get really interesting, I think. So both humans and AI rely on pattern recognition.
Makes sense.
But the way we go about it is totally different. We use our senses, our emotions, intuition, all that messy human stuff, you know?
Yeah.
AI is all about algorithms and these massive data sets it's trained on.
So we're both trying to find patterns, but with completely different sets of tools. What does that mean then for how we understand both ourselves and AI?
It highlights a really important commonality, which is that both humans and AI are susceptible to bias and errors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've seen those headlines about AI bias.
Right, and it cuts both ways. You've got human biases that end up embedded in AI algorithms, but then even the most objective AI can still make mistakes.
Because of how it was programmed or the data it was fed or.
Sure. All of that, yeah. And that's a point worth remembering, I think. Just because AI can process information faster and on a larger scale, it doesn't automatically mean it's more objective or accurate. Both humans and AI are fallible, just in different ways.
Okay, so we've got this fascinating imbalance. On one hand, all these things that make us uniquely human, and then some intriguing overlaps with AI, like when it comes to pattern recognition and bias. But you didn't just stop at the theoretical, right? You actually put AI to the test with some really complex real-world topics.
Yeah, we wanted to see what AI could really do when faced with some of the biggies.
And you weren't messing around. Abortion policy, atheism, Christianity, human sexuality, even the US Constitution, you threw AI into the deep end.
We did, and it was fascinating to see what happened.
All right, so let's dive in. Let's start with abortion policy. It's such a charged issue, so many layers. How did AI even begin to make sense of all that?
Well, this is where we see both the immense power and the limitations of AI all at once. Take data processing, for example. AI can sift through mountains of legal precedents, medical statistics, ethical arguments, stuff that would take a human being years to process.
Right, it's like information overload for us, but for AI, it's nothing.
Pretty much. And within all that data, it can identify inconsistencies in legal arguments or pick up on statistical trends related to abortion. But
There's a but coming, isn't there?
there is. It can analyze all that data, but it can't form a moral opinion. It lacks that very human capacity for empathy, for understanding the personal experiences at the heart of it all.
So AI can crunch the numbers, analyze the arguments, but it can't actually grasp the ethical dilemma, the weight of a decision like that.
Exactly. It's like you wouldn't ask a calculator to understand heartbreak, right? And this tension becomes even more obvious when you look at the AI analyses of atheism and Christianity.
Okay, now we're getting to the really mind-bending stuff, talking about faith, spirituality, those big existential questions. Can AI even go there?
Well, what your analysis showed was that AI can engage with religious texts and theological arguments, but in ways that are both impressive and kind of limited at the same time.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
For example, it can analyze scripture for inconsistencies or trace the historical evolution of certain beliefs, things that would take human scholars years of research.
So potentially a powerful tool for religious studies then?
Potentially, yes. But we have to remember, AI is looking at the words, the data, the patterns in those beliefs.
Right.
But it's not experiencing faith itself. You know, AI can't replicate that sense of awe, the spiritual longing, the comfort humans might find in religion.
It's like the difference between looking at a map and actually getting lost in a foreign city.
Yeah.
The map gives you the information, sure, but the experience is what makes it real.
Perfect analogy. It highlights a key point here, which is that even when we're dealing with data, with facts and figures, the human experience adds a layer of meaning that AI just can't replicate.
Which I guess brings us to what might be the most awkward pairing of all, and that's AI trying to make sense of human sexuality. Talk about a recipe for, well, discomfort.
And yet, even there are levels to how AI approaches the topic, which is fascinating in itself. On the one hand, it can analyze data related to sexual health, demographics, even things like relationship patterns. But when you get to the really personal, subjective aspects of sexuality,
like desire, intimacy, all the feelings involved.
Exactly. That's where AI hits a wall.
Like asking it to write a poem about falling in love. It might string words together, but it won't capture the essence of it.
Exactly. And I mean, this isn't to say AI can't be useful in understanding certain aspects of human sexuality. But we have to be so mindful of its limitations, especially with something so personal, so core to what makes us human.
It's a recurring theme for sure, this push and pull between what AI excels at and where it just falls short. We're seeing it in law, in religion, in something as personal as sexuality. So where does all this leave us then? What does it mean to live in a world where AI is becoming more and more advanced?
The million-dollar question, right? And it's the one we'll unpack as we keep going with this deep dive.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, talked about what makes us human, where AI falls short, even those weird overlaps where we're both kind of doing the same thing, just in totally different ways. But I gotta say, I keep coming back to that initial question, like, where does this all lead? You know, what does it actually mean for us living in a world that's more and more shaped by these, like, crazy advanced machines that are both super capable and, like you said, fundamentally different from us?
Right. It's the so what that matters. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think your whole deep dive into these different areas, law, religion, even sexuality, reveals something really important. And that's that AI, even with everything it can do, it's not here to replace us.
Okay, so not humans versus AI, but more like
humans plus AI. Exactly. Yeah. It's about augmentation, about having this powerful tool that can expand what we're capable of.
So not replacing lawyers, but giving them AI superpowers.
It's a good way to put it. Yeah. Think about that analysis of AI and the law we talked about. AI could be an amazing legal researcher, right? Analyzing all that case law, catching inconsistencies, maybe even predicting how a judge might rule. Stuff that would take human lawyers forever.
It'd be like having a whole team of like superpowered paralegals working around the clock. But yeah. There was a catch, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. AI can analyze the data, sure. But it can't replicate that nuanced judgment that a human lawyer brings. Mm. The ethics, the creative problem solving. And it's not just law either. We saw the same thing with theoretical computer science.
Yeah, AI can crunch those algorithms like it's nothing, but it takes a human mind to really grasp the implications, right? See the potential consequences and come up with those truly innovative solutions.
Exactly. And it all points to a really important takeaway here. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, critical thinking becomes even more vital. It's not about taking AI's output at face value. It's about engaging with it thoughtfully, questioning its assumptions, and never forgetting that human element that's always there.
Remembering that it's a tool. Powerful, yeah, but still just a tool. Mm-hmm. And like any tool, its impact depends on the human using it, their intentions, their judgment. But there's another side to this too, don't you think? Like something about the journey itself.
What do you mean?
Well, we talked about AI's limitations, right? Its mm-hmm. inability to really understand things like faith, emotion, those subjective experiences. But in a way, doesn't that make those uniquely human things even more, I don't know, precious? Even in something like digital logic, which seems purely objective, we still bring that human element to it, the creativity, the sense of purpose.
You're right. There is something profound in that. It's not just about the results, the output. It's about the process of exploration, finding meaning, seeing beauty and wonder in unexpected places. That's what we do.
Exactly. And that's what this whole deep dive has been about, I think. Not just drawing lines between humans and AI, but trying to understand how those very differences might actually help us live richer, more meaningful lives in a world where those lines are getting blurrier all the time.
And maybe by understanding AI's limitations, we can better appreciate what makes us human, our capacity for empathy, our creativity, love, loss, those big questions that have always driven us.
So to our listener out there, wherever you are, keep asking those big questions, keep exploring what makes you you, and remember, as AI evolves, we do too. What we learn about AI ultimately reflects back on us, on what it means to be human in this crazy, constantly changing world. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.